Now, I know, obviously, 2020 has been quite a tough time. Like a lot of my mates in our kind of early to mid-20s, we are renting, and it was especially tough considering, well, a whole bunch of us worked in hospitality and industries alike, which meant when everything shut down, we really felt it in the hip pocket. But in March, a six-month moratorium on evictions was put in place for Australians who lost their jobs due to COVID-19 and were struggling to pay rent. Now, these renters face large debts to their landlords, meaning close to a million people may be facing eviction when the moratorium ends. To discuss what's next for them is Joel Dignam, founder and executive director of Better Renting. Joel, how's it going? Thanks for joining the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So just first up, just in a very broad sense, what has the situation been like for Australians as a whole, for renters, I should say, during COVID-19?
Well, renters have probably ended up bearing a lot of the brunt, both in terms of financial impact and the sort of stress and anxiety that goes with that of the COVID-19 impacts, and particularly the sort of lockdown and economic downturn we've seen. Now, what we found is that's partly because renters started in a worse position. So even before COVID-19, renters tended to have lower household incomes. They had smaller financial buffers, so much less resilience if something unexpected does happen. And there was a much greater tendency to be working in insecure jobs where, you know, you don't know if you have a shift, and if your boss wants to, they can stop paying you pretty easily. And then what happens? So you've got people who are already, you know, going to be worse off if there's a recession. We actually had quite an uneven recession that tended to hit the lower income and insecure workers much more than others. And the sorts of industries that were most hit were ones that tended to be employing renters. And so low paid people actually lost more hours compared to higher paid people. So you have this bit of a double whammy, a lot of renters starting worse off and then being hit harder.
So your report estimates that between kind of 324,000 and 900,000 people may now be in rental debt and possibly face eviction once the kind of the moratorium ends. Is it likely that we could see 900,000 people potentially even homeless, or is there some hope at least that maybe some kind of landlords out there might say, hey, listen, don't worry about this, that, the other, or is that maybe looking at it a bit too optimistically?
Look, I think when we think about what government should be doing, we need to be mindful of the sort of plausible worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, very risky to assume that everyone's going to do the right thing. And partly we're in this mess because early on, around March, there was this naive assumption that landlords would negotiate in good faith and that a lot of tenants would be able to sort of secure affordable rents. That hasn't happened. So I think we should be realistic, but also we should be mindful about how bad things could be. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it isn't plausible that we're going to see those 900,000 people all put out into the streets, and many of them would not become homeless. But these are people that we estimate at the upper end of our range could have rental debt. And so they would have that worry that their landlord could terminate their tenancy. And for many homeless people, that begins because of the loss of a private sector tenancy. So we have to be absolutely mindful of that risk and the pretty devastating impact it could have on our society and on these households. And certainly we hope that it doesn't come to that, because government's acts will stop that from happening.
So your main proposal is, sorry, Monday morning, your main proposal is for governments to buy renters' debts from landlords. Do you think this is feasible, especially with the current government? Obviously, Australia, relatively to what it has been, isn't doing very well kind of as a result of this COVID-19. A lot of like job seeker, job keeper and alike. Has anything like this done before? And again, is this feasible in any way?
Well, this sort of thing is not something we've cooked up independently. In our research, we're looking at previous examples of debt cancellation. And there are contemporary examples where people say, look, this debt can't be repaid. We can leave it sitting around, and it's really going to slow down economic recovery and put people under a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. Or actually, we're all better off if we deal with this debt. And I think even in the case of just this year, we have seen governments make big investments, commit significant expenditure to helping the community get through this crisis. And I like to think that that's because governments have a responsibility to support the citizens in a time like this. But I think it's also because they realise that this is essential, and it's in nobody's interest if we have a whole bunch of households who are drowning in debt.
I suppose it is housing as well, which is what one of the UN's kind of basic human rights is, to have a roof over your head.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, the UN seems very clear that this is something government should be very mindful of during the pandemic. It's also part of the health response. We haven't eradicated COVID in the community. We don't want people to have to be moving their home or losing their home and potentially losing the security that that offers.
Absolutely. And for any of our listener that might be struggling a little bit with rent, what might your advice be for them?
Unfortunately, it remains a difficult situation. So in New South Wales at the moment, you can't be evicted to rental debt unless your landlord has really made a good faith attempt to negotiate your rent with you. So certainly if they haven't given you a rent reduction, they're probably not in that position. The Tenants Union of New South Wales can connect people with tenants advice services and has some great resources online. I do think for tenants who are in a position to do so, keeping some communication open with their landlord is probably a good outcome too. I think, you know, particularly if you can speak to your landlord directly and maybe avoid some of the real estate agents who've been part of it, hopefully that can result in some human understanding. But we do really need a government level intervention here rather than relying on individual tenants, individual landlords to sort this mess out.
Good advice and fingers crossed. Thanks for joining us this morning, Joel. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good week. That was Joel Dignam, Executive Director of Community Group Better Renting, on how households may have built up a bit of a debt during COVID-19, what the government should do to support these renters facing eviction once that moratorium that's been around, or moratorium, I should say, that's been around since March comes to a close.